West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, the list of Republicans running for the 3rd District congressional seat was up to 7 at the beginning of the final day of qualifying for the May 24th general primary. Candidates include former state legislators Mike Dugan, Mike Crane, and Philip Singleton. Also Michael Corbin, who ran an unsuccessful campaign for the 6th congressional district seat in 2022. Former police officer and businessman Jim Bennett, Columbus resident Ray Blair, and Brian Jack, who was the final White House political director under Donald Trump. Follow the WLBB Facebook page for updates on all of the qualifiers for all of the county and state races. The Carroll County Fentanyl Awareness Coalition bringing attention to a public health crisis with commentary and insight from local law enforcement leaders, testimony from those who have lost loved ones to fentanyl overdose, and stories of survival and recovery during their second annual Fentanyl Awareness Summit next week. Carrollton Police Chief Joel Richards says fentanyl was initially developed to relieve pain in cancer patients or following surgery, and because of its strength, it is extremely addictive, and because the drug can easily be mixed with other street drugs to increase their potency, it's being found as the cause of more and more overdose deaths.
You know, I can just share you what I've experienced personally speaking with folks that we've been out on drug raids, and I remember asking one person, are you not concerned that this could be laced with fentanyl? And her answer was, it's worth the risk. And so I think some of them realize they get that extra high from it. And now, I mean, we make arrests where you're getting pure fentanyl, and that's something that's new. You know, talking with Keith Hancock, Carroll County Coroner, you know, just to give you an idea of locally, folks, what we're dealing with. For 2023, 40 confirmed overdose deaths in Carroll County from drugs, 24 involving fentanyl, with 11 still pending.
Chief Richards was a recent guest on the WLBB Community Voice.
Thursday, March 14th, 9 to 3, Maple Street, 2015 Maple Street City Station. Lunch will be provided, but we do encourage you, please pre-register so we make sure we have enough food. I'd rather have too much than not enough. So please, if you think you're coming, if you think you might come, even if you come for lunch and hang out and get to know some folks, please pre-register at tanner.org/fentanyl. Please pre-register to reserve your seat and a lunch.
And that complete Community Voice detailing next week's summit is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. And a developer hoping to operate an aluminum anodizing facility and create an industrial pad site for future use on property located at the southeast corner of Highway 61 and Whitworth Road has reportedly forfeit his rezoning application for that property. The applicant had proposed to use a 100,000-square-foot building for the anodizing use and a 92,000-square-foot building for offices. The applicant may have lost interest in the rezoning after Villa Rica's Planning and Zoning Commission voted 4-0 to deny the application, citing that the industrial zoning is not supported by the comprehensive plan, and the project may cause an increase in traffic on Whitworth Road, where school traffic is already present. I'm Colin Worthington.